You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're coming to you live from... That's a beep on someone's computer. Is that mine?
Yes.
Yikes. We're going to leave that in. We're real here at Zipline. You're doing well today?
Great. You?
Awesome. We got a special guest with us, special topic, kind of a lighthearted one, but something that's near and dear to our heart as a specialist 3PL. We're talking love bombing 3PLs with our special guest, business development representative, Tyler Matthews. Tyler, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome. Let's talk about yourself. I have here in my notes that you're the ultimate office shit talker.
That's incorrect. I like to think I'm up there, but there's probably a few other people that are up there higher.
How long have you been here at Zipline?
About a year and a half now, going strong.
Nice, man. You got some kids?
We've got three kids right now.
Three kids. Busy household.
Yes.
That's exciting. What was your background here before you got into transportation?
Been in sales last, 15 so years since been out of college. One with a large major retailer, the other with a construction manufacturer.
So okay.
How
are you liking the logistics world so far?
I like logistics. It's exciting. Every day is different, and it's high energy every single day. So I like it. Days go by fast.
You ever come across a love bomber in your sales experience?
Well, as we talked about, love bombing is a fairly new term for me. I think I found out in the last year. The action itself sounds like it's been around forever, but the love bomber is... It took me by surprise when someone used that term. I didn't know what it was.
Well, let's get into that. Teddy, talk to me about love bombing. What do you know about love bombing?
So love bombing is something that I feel like we talk about a lot, like water cooler chats in the office, is people being love bombed. Not necessarily in logistics, but just in their lives. And when we were talking about it, it made me realize how often I've seen customers who have unfortunately been love bombed by their partners, or what they considered their partners.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, kind of the excessive flattery, praise, and over communications in the early stages. So it's used as a manipulation tactic to get people to kind of, stick with you, kind of gain an intense control over them. So by promising things essentially that you slowly take away and then add back in for that manipulation tactic. It's not nice.
No, it's not.
It's really mean, actually.
I'm kind of processing these. So I see excessive flattery, praise, intense feelings, trying to develop that intense connection. Okay. It sounds like there's going to be the other shoe's going to drop eventually. But Let's talk about on the three, specifically to logistics and 3PLs,
yep.
Right? So other 3PLs out there, they're promising the world in the beginning with what? What would they be doing?
This market specifically, low rates. Everyone's looking for low rates.
Sure.
Saving money.
Yeah.
So always promising low rates, whatever it takes to get into the door. Always also having capacity at any location, going wherever, an abundance of capacity. So you're getting the lowest rates out there. There's never going to be a problem finding the right truck. They've got the best customer service.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing. Yep, there's no reason you shouldn't go with them.
Experts, right? Their service is the best. Their data and their tech is all the best, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But then, right, you start working with them for a while. Maybe the first couple of shipments go smoothly. And then all of a sudden, that other shoe drops. And then what starts happening?
All right. So all of a sudden, they've kind of got you in their web, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Start getting their business. And not everyone.
A tangled web they weave, those love bombers.
And I don't want to say everyone's like that, because that's not true, but there are certainly some that are out there. All of a sudden, communication drops off. You can no longer get a hold of your representative, or you maybe gone through about four or five different representatives in a month or two. Trucks seem to start breaking down. The same load has about three or four different trucks that continuously break down.
Yeah.
Can't actually move it.
especially on those long haul lanes from maybe like Chicago to Los Angeles or something like that.
Yeah. It's a good example.
Conveniently on a rail line.
Absolutely.
That was supposed to be a 2-day transit.
Stuck at an interchange.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's broken down.
Yeah. And all of a sudden they can't find carriers for the rate that they promised you. And mm-hmm. now we need to do an increase. So it's out there. Unfortunately, it can be a little too much out there.
But it's tricky. Like, from what I have seen and heard from a lot of the customers in the last 12 years, however long I've been here, is it's always like an excuse. It's never like, hey, we need to change this rate due to a market surcharge, or this is what's happening. It's not up front. It's here's your new rate. And they try to explain why. There's all these other things that come in kind of almost like a distraction, and it's not clear.
Right.
And all of a sudden, oh, well, that's just what the charge was. But it's okay. They said they're going to work on the communication. Things are going to get better. I got more visibility this time. So now I understand what it's like going forward. But then again, it could switch, and it could switch at any time. And it's not consistent with the market or consistent with logistics. It's consistent to that individual's business or timeline. And that's where I think it becomes so difficult. And like those low rates, something that I know that you have said on a lot of your sales calls, because I've been able to sit in on them, is that we don't offer those low rates. We offer honest rates with that visibility and helping fight those chargers, those chargebacks, those fees mm-hmm. that you get from the retailers, which I think that's a way that you can find truth in what is happening in sales.
Absolutely. I think something that we do here at Zipline really well, and I try to do it myself, is communication and almost overtly communicate with our partners out there. And obviously, we're not in control of the market. We'd love to have low rates as long as we can, but things change. And I find that as long as you're open with, again, your partner, it's a partnership, mm-hmm. open with them about, hey, here are your rates are currently, but we're projecting maybe some increases or even decreases, hopefully in the future, you're not catching them off guard. And that way you're kind of out in front of everything. It goes a long way. People, again, they understand the business, they understand what happens. And as long as you're kind of communicating that with them, I think they value that. And that's what we're trying to do here.
Pertinent communication is kind of something that I would take away, right? We're not just sending emails or sending blasts just to send them. Mm-hmm. That's love bombing. This is what's happening with your shipment. This is where it is. Here's a link to your tracking. Here's who we spoke with at the shipper to secure a pickup appointment. Or here's what we spoke with at the confirmation for the delivery that we requested. Just wanted to keep you informed of the situation. That's important communication. You're the best! With 3 exclamation points is not important. So
we make it impossible to lie. We've made it impossible.
Sure.
With Canopy, you can see everything that's happening. Whether we like it or not, everyone will see. So it's just better to be upfront.
So Teddy, if you were talking to our customer listeners out there, or mm-hmm. potential customers, our shippers.
Yes.
People who manage brands. Mm-hmm. How can you know who's sincere and who's not?
Are you moving high-value shipments and experiencing increased theft? Well, if so, you are not alone. Cargo theft is actually at an all-time high, with stolen goods totaling an estimated $130 million in 2023. The good news is that Zipline Logistics offers unique and proven processes backed by innovative technology to ensure that your high-value freight is never at risk. These include an in-depth carrier qualification process, 24/7 real-time cargo tracking and monitoring, response operations for law enforcement engagement, carrier security compliance reporting, and time and temperature sensitive shipment management. To learn more about our cargo theft prevention process and to see what we can do for your brand, give us a call at 888-GO-ZIPLINE or click the link in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the episode.
I think a couple conversations will help with that and actually seeing what they're claiming. So if they're claiming data, that they have the data, what is that data and what is that data representing? That's the difference that we talk about on this podcast all the time, and that we talk about on the floor all the time, the difference between on time for delivery and on time for MABD. A lot of times you'll hear carriers claim that they have a 95% on time percentage, but that just means to when they said that they would deliver it, which mm-hmm. is their appointment. That's different than what you or your shipper wants it to deliver as. So I think that that's really important, and being able to ask clarifying questions and get real answers, not just, oh, well, you'll see, or, you know, don't worry about that so much, we've got you covered. Actually being able to respond with a real answer, I think, is when you're going to see that you're working with a real partner. And then that amazing customer service, asking why. What makes your customer service so amazing? And anything short of a dedicated team, and that you can actually ask these questions to your team directly before you're onboarded with them, probably is not going to cut it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think checking in with some of their other clients that they have to kind of get referrals or, yeah, or confirmation that they are delivering for that other client,
mm-hmm,
to what they say they're going to deliver for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're fortunate enough. We have a lot of clients that are willing to go to bat for us, either via video content or our weekly blog that we put out, all through our awesome and fantastic marketing team. They really work well by connecting with our clients and making sure that we're delivering on the promises that we've made and through our partnerships with our customers.
Yeah.
One of those examples, right, which kind of gets us into the solution for a love bombing 3PL. You made the mistake of trusting a love bomber.
Mm.
It's a classic line from the movie Animal House. You messed up. You trusted us. Now you got to break up with them and come on over to Zipline. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a story. A fantastic partner of ours, T. Marzetti, based here in Columbus, great ranch dressing, was experiencing retail penalties on many shipments for not meeting delivery requirements. Okay. So you're getting those chargebacks that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, they believed fines were simply a, quote, part of shipping into retail. It's just, it is what it is. No one could possibly hit these on-time delivery metrics. They didn't realize these could be eliminated through improving OTIF delivery, on time and full, just like you mentioned, Teddy. The solution? Zipline provided T. Marzetti with a consultative approach that benchmarked their retail performance against other shippers and created a strategy to help them eliminate the issues they were experiencing. Their OTIF, their on-time in full score, was in the mid-80s when they began working with us, and a year later, it was at 94%. That is real-time, real solutions that we are providing. And you get it with 3 exclamation points as well. So it's legit. What are some of our stats that you talk about, Tyler? What's our on-time in full average for our appointments?
We are actually over 95, not over 97% on time and full for our deliveries. Another thing that I like to always mention too is the top 100 3PL nationwide. So certainly not the biggest, but we've been around long enough, about 17 years. I guess no opportunity is too big and no opportunity is too small. We treat everyone as if they're our most important client and partner. Also have about, actually now with the new acquisition of 7-Eleven, about 75,000 carriers in our network, and these carriers are all pre-qualified by us to make sure that they have the highest standards to be able to go into the difficult and challenging receivers that we deliver into.
Yeah, consistent retail deliveries, that is our specialty. That's why we are CPG experts.
Also have customer satisfaction score that's 5 times higher than the national industry average.
NPS score, is that what that is?
World-class customer service.
World-class NPS score. Google it. It's very, very exciting. We took a survey of a bunch of people. They respond to it. This is where we're at. 5 times the national average. Boom. Industry average. I'm sorry.
And if you don't believe that while you're Googling us, look at our client testimonials on our website. I doubt any of those other competitors have the same amount.
Yeah, check it out. We got a YouTube page. We got a TikTok. We got an Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, all of the stuff. Zipline Logistics, Zipline Logistics, 888-GO-ZIPLINE. Check it out. Tyler, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Teddy, always a pleasure.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody, for listening and joining us on another episode of the Zipline Logistics
Podcast.
We'll see you next time.